Then one last thing I'd mention, and that's perseverance. If I'm going to learn to walk wisely, I must be willing to persevere. Now, why do you say perseverance? For the simple reason, it's one thing to start out on the right path, doing the right thing, walking wisely. But how long am I going to walk on that path? Until something else comes along and invites me to choose another way? Listen, there are many, many voices out there, many, many appeals out there, many things that are attractive, many things that would lure us, many things that would cause us to get off track, many things that would cause us to take detours in life, because at that moment, they satisfy something within us. That moment, they have this awesome appeal. That moment is what we want. That moment's what we feel like we need. And the truth is, to persevere means I'm willing to walk wisely when it's easy, sometimes it is, when it's difficult, sometimes it is, when it's stormy, sometimes it is, when I am rejected, when I am accepted, when I don't feel like it, when I do feel like it. Perseverance says, I know it's the right thing to do. I know that's what brings the greatest sense of genuine pleasure and comfort and contentment and happiness and joy and prosperity and good health and strength in life. I know that it's the right way, so I'm going to do that no matter what. Perseverance. You don't listen to the wrong tones. You don't listen to the wrong sounds. You don't listen to the wrong voices. You don't get off track because somebody rejects you, because somebody criticizes you, because somebody attacks you, because they don't like you. They think you're holy and then thou. They think your lifestyle is absolutely totally ridiculous as far as they're concerned. Naturally they do, because you know what the Bible says? He says to a person, back to that 28th chapter, very simple. He says, he who trusts in his own heart's a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered. It doesn't make any difference what the world thinks or what somebody else thinks, as long as you know in your heart you are walking wisely. Well, how do you check that out? Here's what you do. You look at your footprints and you ask yourself the question, is that footprint in keeping with Scripture? Yes. You look at the path you've walked. Is that what God says of these scriptural principles I've been walking in? Or you get ready to take a step and you think, that's not what God said. And so you step back. God has provided a way for you and me to walk in wisdom. He's provided these awesome benefits from walking in wisdom. It's the will of God. It's the purpose of God, the plan of God. That's His plan for your life. And you can walk wisely, but you must determine to do so and meditate upon His Word, seeking God's will and His way. Lord, what are you saying in your Word? I must meditate upon His Word. I must listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You must trust Him. You got to have courage to do it. And you persevere in those difficult, trying times. Now, when I think about the benefits of walking wisely, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, think about this for a moment. Those of us who have, our sins are forgiven. We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. We have been sealed by the Spirit of the living God through death unto absolute eternal redemption, eternal life. Our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is our Savior and our Lord and our Master. The Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us to guide us in every area of our life. The promises of God of all that we need to provide for us, to protect us, His providential care for us every single day, and knowing in our heart that one of these days when He chooses to take us home, we don't have to fear death, because we know it's just the door from this life into the life eternal with Him. That we'll stand before Him in the judgment and not be condemned. We'll stand before Him and be approved, not because we were so good, but because His Son's death at Calvary paid our sin debt in full. And that made us acceptable in His sight. And He's loved us unconditionally all these years. And now we stand in His presence with His approval, rewarded by Him, and then given our eternal inheritance and our eternal reward in heaven forever and ever and ever. Let me ask you a question. What have you got that can match that? You don't have anything. You don't have anything that can match that. And that's the offer of Almighty God to every single person who is willing to bow their knees and their hearts before Him and say, "Dear God, I have sinned against You. I do believe that Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son, died in my behalf at Calvary. I'm accepting His death as payment for my sins. I'm receiving You as my personal Savior. I accept You now as my Savior, my Lord and my Master." Smartest, wisest thing you can do. And the prompting of the Holy Spirit is saying to somebody right now, "That's exactly what I want you to do." So, what will you do? Will you be wise enough to do the most important thing you'll ever do in your life? And that's to settle how you're going to live now and where you're going to spend eternity. Who you're going to live with and who you're going to spend eternity with. Wisest thing you can do, settle that issue right now. And all you have to do is to ask Him to forgive you, ask Him, cleanse your heart, tell Him that you're receiving Him as your Savior and committing yourself to follow Him. It's yours for the asking, and then you too can walk wisely. And it's my prayer today that having heard all four of these messages, or having just heard this one, you've heard enough to know the wise thing to do is always get God's viewpoint on a thing and follow His principles of Scripture in whatever He calls you to do. You'll come out better every single time, no exception. You're talking about a guarantee. That's it. You know what's behind that guarantee? Not somebody's factory promise, but Almighty God. He's the one who's behind the guarantee. Father, how grateful we are. What a wonderful, wonderful Father You are. To make it possible for us to have a loving relationship with You and to know that living on the inside of us, You desire the best for us, plan the best for us. You're ready to give us the best. I pray the Holy Spirit will sink this message deep in every single heart. Let it get a hook on the inside, never to be forgotten, never to be escaped, but rather to be followed. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, speaker on the In Touch television and radio broadcasts. To order additional copies of this message, or for a catalog listing available video and audio copies of other messages by Dr. Stanley, call toll-free 1-800-323-3747 or place an order online when you visit our website at intouch.org. If you prefer to write for more information, our mailing address is In Touch, Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. If outside the USA, please contact your local In Touch office. This has been a production of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.